Today's Amud is Tainis Yud Beis Amud Beis. We're holding on Yud Beis Amud Beis, three lines from the top, Amar Rav Kahana. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Rav, Yachid Shekibo Olav Tainis. If let's say an individual, he's Mekabo on himself to fast, perhaps for reasons of tshuva, whatever it is, a Yachid is Mekabo Latainis, so he's Aser Ben Ilas Asando, it's Mamish like Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur for him, he's not allowed to wear shoes on the day that he's Mekabo to fast. And the reason for that is, says the Gemara, is because Chayshinan Shema Tainis Tzibur Kibul Olav. It's because being that all he was Mekabel a Tainis, he didn't specify what type of Tainis. So we have to be Chayshesh that maybe his intentions was to be Mekabel a Tainis with the stringencies of a Tainis Tzibur, referring to the fast days of Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av that are Aser in Ni'ilas HaSando. And therefore this Yachid is not allowed to wear shoes. So Heichi Levad, so what should he do if he wants to be Makabel a Tainis that should just have the stringency of a Tainis Yachid, that it should be Mutter Ben Ilas HaSandol, it should be Mutter from to wear shoes, how should he be Makabel it? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Shelo, Le Mahachi, he should say the following Nusach, he should say, Lemachar Ehei Lefanecha B'Tainis Yachid, that tomorrow I'm going to be in front of you, referring to Hashem, with a Tainis Yachid, and a Tainis Yachid, so he should be Makabel Lehedya, that he's just being Makabel the Tainis, in a with the chaymer of a tainis yachid, and then it'll be mutter for him to wear his shoes. It says the Gemara now that Amru Le Rabbanon L'Rav Sheshes. The Rabbanon, they said to Rav Sheshes, Hakachazein and Rabbanon Demesayimim Misanayu Va'asu LeBeitanisa. We see the Rabbanon that even on a tainis that has the stringencies of a tainis tzibur, we'll see in the next Mishnah on this Amud, we'll see that there are certain fast days that there would be geyser for rain, even not Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, that had the stringencies of a tainis tzibur that are aser ben ilas asando, and the Rabbanon told Rav Sheshes that even on these fast days where it's aser to wear shoes, we see that the Rabbanon, they're wearing shoes, they're misayim misanayu, they're wearing their shoes, v'asu lebeit hanisa, and then they come to the beis hatainis, they come to the daven with the old tzibur, even though they're wearing their shoes. So says the Gemara that Ikbad, that Rav Sheshes got upset, he had a hakpada, va'amr lehu, and he said to these Rabbanan who reported this to him, he said that Dilma mechol nami achol, maybe these people wearing their shoes, maybe they're also eating on the tainis, if they're so being so lax with the halachis of the tainis and they're wearing their shoes, so maybe they're also eating, or like the Shagas Aryeh explains, not that he's being chayshish, that they were eating mamish, the whole tainis, but maybe they're also being mekel and eating at night, even after the fast already started. So once we see that they're being mekel and wearing shoes, maybe they're being mekel on the Isra Achila as well. Says the Gemara though that Abai v'Rava Maili ki misaymi afanta. That Abai and Rava, they used to wear shoes on the tainis, even on these tainesin that were more chamer. However, they wore misaymi afanta. They wore a specific type of shoe. It's a afanta. Rashi tells us an afanta is some sort of French word, doesn't really help much. Taisus says it's a shoe that doesn't have bottoms, bottomless shoes. They wore these types of shoes. Mreimar Marzutra says the Gemara that they would be mechalfi the amina l'smala with the smala the amina. They would wear shoes also, but they would change. They would wear the right shoe on the left foot and the left shoe on the right foot. And Rabbanan, some people do that every day, they would do that on the tainis. Rabbanan debe Rav Ashi, nafki ki archayu. Rabbanan learned in the yeshiva Rav Ashi, they would just wear their shoes regularly, no sort of shinoi whatsoever. Savrian says the Gemara that these Amoraim held that ki had Amar Shmuel, like that Shmuel said that ein tainis tzibur bebavel elo Tisha B'Av belvad, that there's no such thing as a tainis with the chaymer of a tainis tzibur in bavel except for Tisha B'Av, and like the Meiri says kol shekein yom kippur, but other than those two, even the fast days that generally have the chaymer of a tainis tzibur, we'll see in the next Mishnah there are certain times where if it doesn't rain for long enough, so then they make a fast which is mamish chamer like a tainis tzibur in bavel, being that Bavel never really needs the rain that desperately, so therefore in Bavel, none of the fasts have this chaymer of a tainis tzibur, and their mutter ben ilas hasandol. So some of these Amoraim were still machmer on themselves to wear the shoes in a way that there was some sort of shinoi, but lemaisa they held that be'etzem it's mutter because there's no tainis tzibur in Bavel except for Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Amrav Yehuda Marav, another halacha, that laiva adam tanisa upeireya. A completely new halacha regarding Hilchas Tainis, that a person's able to borrow his Tainis and then to pay it back. Which means that if a person was Mekabel on himself to fast on a certain day, And then he woke up in the morning, and for whatever reason, he realized that he chose the wrong day to fast. He had to go somewhere. I know someone that by mistake booked a flight back from Eretz Yisrael to America on a Tainus. It was going to be a very long fast. So fine, that's a Tainus Sibur already. But if a person is Makab on himself a Tainus, and then he realizes something when he wakes up in the morning that he chose the wrong day, so he's allowed to skip the fast. He could borrow the fast, so to speak. And then he could be Peireya. He'll pay it back up. He'll fast on a different day when the timing is makes more sense. And says the Gemara, that's what Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav. Ki amrisa kameh de Shmuel, says Rav Yehuda though, that when I said this in front of Shmuel, Rav Yehuda was zeicha to learn both by Rav and by Shmuel. So Rav Yehuda, when he said over this memra of Rav to Shmuel, so amarli, so Shmuel said to me, that v'chi neder kibul alei. What, he was makab on himself a neder to fast? Dolei sagi, dolei mishalim. He has to pay it back? Letzuri nafshe kibul alei. He was makab on himself to pain himself. E matzi mitzayir nafshe. If he's able to, he'll pain himself. E loy matzi, and if he's not able to, loy mitzayir nafshe, he won't pain himself. Which means that the way the Ritva explains is that Shmuel understands that the whole Kabbalah that a person makes when he's mekabel on himself to fast is only al hatzad that he could fast. And if a person is unable to do the fast, so then it's no neder. It's not a neder. It's not a Kabbalah that he's no matter what kind of fast. He's going to try to do his best to fast. And if it doesn't work out, then he doesn't have to. So according to this version, Shmuel is choylik on Rav. Rav says that a person could be leiv adam tanisai, but then he has to be pireya. He has to pay it back. Whereas Shmuel holds that no, the whole Kabbalah was only al hatzad that the person's able to. If he's unable to pay it himself, then he doesn't have to. And he doesn't even have to pay it back. So Shmuel is choylik on Rav. However, Ikad Amri, there's a different version where Shmuel actually agrees to Rav, that Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Rav Yehuda again, he quoted in the name of Rav, Loid Adam Tanisa Yipayreya, this halacha, that a person could cancel his fast and then pay it back. And then, according to this version, that Ki Amrisa Kameh de Shmuel, says Rav Yehuda, that when I said over this memra from Rav, in front of Shmuel, so Amar Li, Shmuel said to me, that Pshita, of course, Rav is 100% right, and it's obvious, because Lo Yehei El Neder, it shouldn't be more chamer than a Neder, and Neder, Miloi Matzi Bai L'Shalume, the Neder, you don't have to fulfill it the first day, you just have to fulfill it at some time, you can make it up a different day. Miloi Matzi Bai L'Shalume Yumeza, L'Machar Li'oi Achrina, can't you just make it up the next day or a future day? You don't have to do it specifically on that day. So too, this person is makabel on himself a tainus. Yeah, he meant to do it the next day, but if he can't, so he'll do it on a different day. And that's pasha that he's able to borrow it, so to speak, and make it and pay it back up, like Rav said. So according to this second version, Shmuel is actually agreeing to Rav. Says the Gemara now a story based off of this halacha, that Rav Yeshua braid Rav Idi ikla lebei Rav Asi. That Rabbi Yeshua, the son of Rav Idi, one time visited the house or the yeshiva of Rav Asi, and so avdu lei igla tilsa, and so they prepared for him a chashuv asuda. They had a chashuv a guest, Rabbi Yeshua braid Rav Idi, so they prepared for him a chashuv a steak, an igla tilsa, a third-born calf, which is considered one of the most chashuv a meats that they had in the times of Chazal. So amru lei, they said to Rav Yeshua braid Rav Idi, litay mar midi. So he didn't start eating. So he said, oh, you're waiting for permission. Yes, go dig in. Why don't you take a bite? So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yeshua Breid Rav Idi said that I can't eat it. Betanisa Yasivna. Now, no, I'm fasting. So now this wasn't like Rabbi Yochanan's I'm fasting, that he was fasting until he gets home. He really meant it. He said, I'm fasting today, and therefore I'm not able to eat the meat. So Amar Lei, so they said to him, that no problem. V'leizif mar v'lifra. So, you know, this you didn't expect you were going to get fed such a chash of a supper. Why don't you just borrow the fast? And you'll make it up. You'll pay it back up a different day. I don't know why the Reish Galusa didn't tell that to Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Yochanan was offered to eat by the Reish Galusa, when Rabbi Yochanan said, oh, I'm fasting, they could have told him this also. Maybe they didn't know. I don't know. But that's what they told Rabbi Yeshua Breid Rav Idi. No problem. You're fasting? Okay. So, borrow it. You'll make it up a different day. Do not hold like that which Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, that Leiva Adam Tanisa Yipayreya. You're allowed to borrow your fast, and you could pay it back up later. You'll make it up a different day. So Amar Lahu, so Rabbi Yeshua Breid Rav Idi said to them that no, that's not going to help me in my case, because that's only by ordinary fast. An ordinary fast, the person's makabel on himself a fast, so yeah, he can make it up and he could pay it back up on a different day. However, when it comes to me right now, Tainus Chaloimhu, I'm fasting because of a bad dream. And that's already that you can't make up. Amar Rabba bar Mechasi, Amar Rav Chama bar Guri, Amar Rav. Rav himself said that Yafa Tainus Lechaloim Ke'esh L'Nairus, that fasting for a bad dream is extremely effective. It's like fire to flax. Just like fire consumes flax very easily, it completely burns it up. So too, fasting for a bad dream, it makes the effect, it makes the damage, whatever damage could be caused in the bad dream, it takes it away. So I'm fasting a Tainus Chaloim. And Rav Chista said, that which Rav said, that there's this tremendous benefit of fasting for a bad dream, it's dafka to fast that same day. That day, that morning, you wake up, that's the day that you have to fast while you're still feeling the fear from the dream. That's when you have to have the tainus. Rabbi Yosef, it's so important to fast on that day, that said Rabbi Yosef, v'afilu b'Shabbos, that this is true even on Shabbos, if that's when you have the bad dream, so you're supposed to fast on that day, even if that day is Shabbos, because even though normally you're not supposed to fast on Shabbos, but here the fasting is Oinik Shabbos. Normally eating is Oinik Shabbos. Here he's so worried about his bad dream that actually fasting for him is the Oinik Shabbos. He's going to enjoy Shabbos much more if he's able to fast. And then Maitekante, now that he fasted on Shabbos, he's fasting on Shabbos, so what should he do now to be Mesakin that which he didn't eat that Shabbos? He should be Lasev Tanisa L'Tanisa. On a future day he should fast because of this, that he fasted on Shabbos. But Al Kopanim said, Rav Yeshua, Yeshua Breder of Edi, I'm unable to borrow my fast because I'm fasting for a bad dream, and therefore the fast has to be specifically today. Lamaisa, Halach Lamaisa, the Torah, and Simon Tavkuf Samaches, he brings that nowadays people don't fast on Shabbos if they experience a bad dream, because we don't really even know how to interpret dreams. So to say that it's a bad dream and now to fast on Shabbos, so that's not something that we do nowadays. The Kafachayim over there in Simon Tavkuf Samaches and Ay Samach Gimel, he brings those who give an eitz instead of fasting on Shabbos, that instead one should make a tainus dibur. He should not talk, and he should just, learn Torah the whole Shabbos, or he should say the whole Sefer Tehillim, and like that, that's in place of the tainus of not eating. The Aruch HaShulchan, over there also, in Siman Tavkuf Samaches, and Sif Yud Gimel, the Aruch HaShulchan writes that the minug in his times was that people who had a bad dream, they would go consult with the Rav, and the Rav would give them a good interpretation of the dream. That's what they would do. That's what they would do in the Vardik. They would, in where the Aruch HaShulchan was, they would go, and they would just say over the dream to the Rav, and the Rav would give them a good interpretation. L'maisa ben Zaycha, many times, on many occasions, to be by my Rabbi, Rav Yaakov Hillel, when people came, people come all the time and they say that they had a certain bad dream and this and that, and Lamaisa, just about every time, he really just dismisses it, and saying basically that we all know how to interpret dreams, and it's usually just what you thought about during the day, and therefore not to take it too seriously. Says the Mishnah Vayter now, that Avru Elu V'loi Nanu, that let's say these fasts pass, and they still weren't answered. So the Mishnah is really a hemshech of the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah we had that once they reached Yud Zayin Mar Cheshvin, and we still didn't have a good rain, so then the Yechidim would fast three fast days, Monday, Thursday, Monday. Reish Chodesh Kislev would come, and there's still no rain, or no significant rain, so then already they would be geyser a tainus on the whole tzibur on a Monday, Thursday, Monday. Now the chaimer of that tainus was like a tainus yachid. It was mutter in the five inuyim that are asra on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. They were allowed to wear shoes, they were allowed to take a shower, but they weren't allowed to eat. Three fast days, Monday, Thursday, Monday. That's Reish Chodesh, that was after Reish Chodesh Kislev. So Avru Elu, let's say those three fast days passed by, after Reish Chodesh Kislev, they fasted Monday, Thursday, Monday, and they still weren't answered, we still didn't get a good rain, so then already Bezdin Geizer and Shalish Tanyas Achere Salatzibur. So then Bezdin's Geizer another three Tanyas Salatzibur. But this time it wasn't just with the chaymer of a tainus yachid like it was before. Now already it had the chaymer of a tainus tzibur. It was like Tisha B'Av, it was like Yom Kippur. Where Eichlam v'shoysim yibayid yayim, they were only able to eat and drink while it was still day, erev the fast. But at night, already it was usur to eat, mamish, like Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, where the fast starts at night. V'asurim b'malacha, they weren't allowed to do malacha during the Monday, Thursday, Monday that these fasts fell out on. U'berechitza, was usur to take a shower, and to anoint themselves, ubenilas asando, wearing shoes, ubetashma shamita, venailanes amerchatzois, they would even lock up the bathhouses, and then had the chaymer of a tainus tzibur. Avru Eluv Leinanu, if let's say these three fasts pass and they still didn't get a significant rain, Veleinanu, so then Bezdin Geizrin Alein Oid Sheva. So then Bezdin would be Geizer another 7 fast days, not just 3, 7 days of fasting on Mondays, Thursdays, and Mondays. And again, it had the chaymer of a tainus tzibur, shehin yud gimel taniyos ala tzibur, which in total was a total of 13 fasts on the tzibur, a total of 16 fasts if you include the yechidim, but on the tzibur it was 13. There was 3 with the chaymer of a tainus yachid, 3 with the chaymer of a tainus tzibur, and then 7 with the chaymer of a tainus tzibur, a total of 13 fasts. Hare elu yaseiris ala rishaynais, and again, these 7 had the chaymer of a tainus tzibur. They even had even were more strict than the first 3. Elu yaseiris ala rishaynis. They were even more strict than the other 3. Shebe elu masriya, and they would blow trumpets. V'nayil nesachanuyais. They would even lock up the stores. However, b'sheni matinim chashecha, as they got close to nightfall on Monday night, going into Tuesday, where then they would be allowed to eat, so they would crack open the doors to the stores a little bit, so people could go in and get something to eat. U'b'chamishi mutarim ebnei kvoda Shabbos. However, on Thursdays, they kept the stores open, so people could do their Shabbos shopping, so they kept the stores open on Thursdays. Avru eluv leinanu. Let's say if these 7 days passed, and they still weren't answered, so then already, then they took things really seriously. Mematan b'masu b'matan. So they would start decreasing in business. They wouldn't be Isaac in business, the binyan, or with buildings, minatiya, and planting, certain types of plants that cause simcha, be'erisin, with getting engaged, u'benisuin, and getting married, u'b'she'el ha'shalom, b'edalom ha'chaveroi, they wouldn't greet each other, kibnei adam, anezufin, lamakayim, like people who are in chayrim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And ha'yachidim, chayzinu misanin, and the yachidim would even continue fasting. On the tzibur, there was no more than those 13 fasts. The yachidim would, after these 13, total of 16 for them, if they still didn't get rain, so the Yechidim would still continue to fast on Mondays and Thursdays, ad sheyetze Nisan, until Nisan. If they still didn't get rain, they would continue fasting all the way until the end of Nisan. Just that. Yatza Nisan v'yardu geshamim. Once Nisan already passed, once they hit Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and there still wasn't rain, so that already they did not continue fasting, because that already, even if it was Yatza Nisan, v'yardu geshamim, and rain comes down, it's a simen klala. That's already a simen klala. That's not gishmei bracha. Rain after Nisan is a simen klala. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, halek tzirchita mayoyim, like we had earlier, that Shmuel told Klal Yisrael, I'm going to make it rain today, even though it's Ketzir Chitim, it's the harvesting season, and it's a very bad time for rain. So you see from there that rain after, in the harvesting season, rain after Nisan, that's considered a Simen Klala. So the Yechidim, they would only fast until Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Once it was Rosh Chodesh Iyar, then already they would stop fasting.